Can you briefly introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Priya Sundaravalli. I have a pottery unit called Pottery Sipapu in Dana. I've been doing ceramics for the last 6 years living in Orville for the last 16 years.
Okay. Today's one-day exhibition here in Eureka. What is it about and why is it one day?
Well, Eureka is an Orville unit which does a lot of metalwork and construction and so on. So I was assembling my sculpture here, and because the sculpture is going to be traveling to Jaipur and the work is actually made in Oroville, I wanted to share it with the community. So there was just this one day possible, so if people are interested to see it, they can come.
And how will you transport it to Jaipur?
It goes in a big truck. There is another person called Ray Meeker from Pondicherry who's also participating in this exhibition in Jaipur. So his work and my work will be traveling together in a closed truck.
Why did you decide to participate in the Indian ceramics at
Ceramics Triennale?
Jaipur,
in Jaipur. Well, it's going to be the first ceramics Triennale, which happens once in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They invite all the potters from India to participate, to send in applications, and they selected 35 of us. 4 of us from Oroville are going to be taking part. I'm one of them, and there is Adil, Raki, and Saraswati. There's one person from Pondicherry, another person also from Pondicherry. And there are 10 international artists. So it's a place where you can... Triennale is normally an exhibition space where you can try new ideas and try things on a big scale. And this will be exhibited at one of the biggest museums there called the Jawahar Kala Kendra in Jaipur.
Can you describe the sculpture? What inspired
the name?
The name?
Well, the sculpture is called Blossoming. Being all of them, she stands there. That's the title. It's a long title. The sculpture is made of primarily 8 old Matri Mandir discs that they no longer were using. So these discs were standing in the Matri Mandir workshop for many, many years. And they very kindly made let me use it. So the whole thing is about the divine feminine energy. So it's a circular form. It almost looks like an 8-cell egg or something which is dividing. And this structure is inspired by an American sculptor who's called Kenneth Snelson. So he made this kind of a form for atomic forms, he calls it, out of 8 circles. How do you make a sphere with 8 circles? So this is a model like that. And I covered the spaces in between them with a fiberglass membrane. So the whole thing looks like a solid structure.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, the whole thing is plastered with ceramic flowers. That's the main work. So flowers are all, they symbolize a kind of a blossoming. It can be interpreted any which way, and it's a very feminine and a very beautiful image. Everybody loves flowers. So there are more than 2,000 of flowers on them of different sizes, and the works have all been, they're all handmade, each of them individually made and fired to a high temperature, and all of them have a little bit of gold on it. So there are 3 firings which the works went through. And if you have an ability to fly up and take a look at the top of the sculpture, you will see a tiny little golden lotus. So it's made up of a lotus which is also made of ceramic, covered in 24 karat gold. Like there is a special gold salt which you can apply. So that's the speciality of that.
Okay.
So you can ask me that question.
Who helped you make this sculpture?
So a work like this, you cannot do it alone. So there are always people helping you, and I have an assistant in my studio, his name is Chakravarti. But to do the fine work of painting the flowers or painting the smaller components there, you see all these blue and gold buttons. This was done by Bavio of La School, no? He came.
Oh, yeah.
And Oreca here, I assembled the whole thing in Oreca because they have the finest finest workmen here. So to put this together, that one guy had to go inside, creep up into the disc. One of the panels comes out. So he goes in and he goes inside and he fixes all of them. And then he comes out again as if he's like birthing out like a child, no? And then the panel gets put in. So this work would not have been done unless I had so much help. And also the Matri Mandir helped me in giving the material for me and so on. So that's a little bit about the whole story.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.